Svarno Parshas Tetzave. So at the beginning of the Parsha, we have the mitzvah of making the big day kahuna. And the Pasuk says that it will be l'chavod u'l'tiferes, for an honor and a splendor. So most of us just, you know, those are all just synonyms and whatever. Chavod u'l'tiferes. But the Svarno said, no, they're very different things. When it says that the big day kahuna will be l'chavod, that means it'll be l'chavod to Hashem. It'll be, when you serve Hashem, you have to dress properly. It's a kavod to Hashem when the kohen wears, it's for kavod Hashem when the kohen wears the big day kahuna. And the teferes will be for the kohen himself. That is, the kohen gadol is supposed to be, Shevet Levi is the one that teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yorumish Betachal Yaakov. So it will give him a certain awe. He's the Rebbe of everybody. He's kind of a leader. It'll give him an awe. So it'll be a teferes for the kohen himself. Okay, so next we have who is going to make these. So the Chachmei Lev are going to make these big dekuna that will be the kavod l'tiferes. So the Chachmei Lev have to do it, says the Sfarno, with kavana, because it says v'atadu d'ver kol Chachmei Lev, and they will be v'asu es big de Aaron l'kacho. So what does that mean? L'kacho. Asu es big de Aaron l'kacho l'chayanoli. I would have thought it's to be Mekadosh the Kohen, right? That when the Kohen wears the big dekuna, it makes the Kohen Kadosh to Hashem. Svarno says no. Asu is big dekodosh lekacha means to be Mekadosh the big dekahuna. To be Mekadosh the clothes themselves. That is, they have to have the Chachmei Lev have to do it, have to have kavana lishma, that they're making big dekahuna, l'shem big dekahuna, and they have to have, like the Ramban says that they have to have, that's why you need Chachmei Lev, because they need super Kabbalistic Kabbalas, whatever, you know, they have to have high Kabbalas. Svarno here is just saying Lishma, or maybe more than that, but at least that they have to have Kavana to be Mekadesh, the Big Dekuna L'Shem Kach. And the next Pasuk says, an even much bigger Chiddush, it says, V'heim Mikchu Es Hazav, V'Satchil Es Ragaman, and V'chulei. So, you know, as I've said several times, this Svarno, a big part of his Pirushan Chumash is to connect one pasuk to the next. Everything has to connect as far as following. Why does one line follow the next? He's very much into explaining that. So he just said that the big dekuna have to be made l'shem big dekuna with that kedusha. Then the next pasuk of the heim yikhu esazov means to say that they also have to have kavana even when they collect the money. They have to collect the money with the high kavanas. So I don't know if it means the Kabbalistic Kavanos, or at least just they're taking the money, l'shem big dekuna, but even the earlier stages have to be done with Kavana for the big dekuna. That adds to the Kedusha. It sounds reminiscent to that Gemara. Again, I don't remember exactly who it was or what taf it's on, but the Gemara about the person who said that to teach Torah properly, he planted the tree, you know, and then cut down the tree to make the paper, everything to get to the Sefer Torah that he would write. You know, and everything had to be Lishma all the way down from the very beginning. It sounds reminiscent of that idea that even the collecting of the money had to be Lishma. Okay, then we have discusses the Ephod that holds the Choshen, and then it's a direct plumb line from the top of the straps that go over his shoulder straight down. Keep it straight, and it should be that when he goes in, and this is a very interesting reading of the Pasuk, if you look at Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamed, it says, Nasata el choshen mishpat asur v'tumim, you put in the ur v'tumim, v'hayu alei v'haron b'vo'o l'fnei Hashem, v'nasa Aaron es mishpat b'nei Yisrael. So it'll be on his heart, and Aaron will carry mishpat b'nei Yisrael al libo, on his heart. Lefnei Hashem Tamid, before God, always. So what does it mean to carry Mishpat Bnei Israel on his heart, and before Hashem? So the Sfarno says it means that he should daven, that they should be Zocha B'Mishpat. So that means when he's going to carry V'nasa Aaron as Mishpat Bnei Israel Al Libo, means he should carry the Mishpat of Bnei Israel on his heart. That means he should be davening about it, Lefnei Hashem Tamid, in front of God, always. You got that? I think that's the regular reading of the Pasuk, I wouldn't think. Anyway, that's the Sfarno's reading of the Pasuk. He's carries Mishpat Bnei Yisrael, that they should be Zocha B'Mishpat. It's on his heart. Not that the Choshen's on his heart. The din of Klal Yisrael is on his heart, that he should daven for it all the time. Bnei Hashem Tamid. Okay, then we have the Shiva Simei HaMiluim Karbanos. So in the Karban, It's in Parakav Tos, Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says that you put on the Mizbeach, one of the things you put on the Mizbeach to be burned is the Shok HaYamin. It's like the right hand of the cow. Not of the cow, of the ram. So Rashi comments that we never find the Shok HaYamin being a carbon. It's usually given to the Kohen. We never find it as a carbon. So the Sfarno explains, because the right hand of the carbon is like the right hand of the Kohen. And just to clarify, I don't, you know, Shok usually means the right leg. Usually when we say hand, we mean the front and the leg is the back. But okay, anyway, what the Sfarno is saying here is that an a normal carbon, if somebody brings a carbon and they're not a Kohen, they bring a carbon, Shlomim, so the Shok goes to the Kohen. Here, when the Kohen's bringing a carbon to make himself into a Kohen, so it goes on the Mizbeach. And that is to say, because his hand, it's Lamale Es Yadam, his hand, his right hand is gonna do the Avodah, so the right Shok, which is like the right hand of the Kohen, that becomes a carbon to Hashem. So, right, so you have to, normally, you give that hand of your carbon to the Kohen. Here, he's making himself into a Kohen, so he gives it. That's what he does, is avodah with his right hand, so we give the right shok as a carbon. And normally you do tanuf on the things that the Kohen will eat, like the shok, and other things, the chalef too, but the shok is the, as far as that goes, the meat, it goes to the Kohen. Here, there was tanufa done on the shok, even though it wasn't going to the Kohen, because that's it. The idea was it was all the things that would normally go to the Kohen were now being brought to Hashem. And he explains this far, no, that tenufa, the purpose of tenufa is to show that when they're doing tenufa, besides the stuff that goes on the Mizbech, stuff that they do tenufa on the stuff that goes to the Kohen, to show that it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, that it's as if, you know, the person is bringing a carbon, and Hashem gives back to the Kohen, like it's eating from the heavenly king, you know, king's, you know, Hashem's table, so to speak. So you do tenufa, that waving, to show that it's Hashem is giving it to the Kohen. Here we're doing tenufa on the shok that's going on the Mizbeach. So again, this is, like I said, this is an exception where we're showing that this is all going to Hashem because it's a carbon to make the Kohen into a Kohen. Okay, now after all is said and done, the Shekhinah rests finally on the Mishkan, after all the carbonos are brought and everything's done. And it says, V'kidashti yisal moed v'sa Mizbeach v'saron v'sbanu v'kadesh l'chayin li, and then v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'isi l'hem l'elukim. I will dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael to be for them Hashem. What does it mean? Shachanti b'soch Bnei Yisrael. I will dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael. So listen to what the Sfarno says. What does that mean for us? Lekabel avodasam beratzon v'leshmoes tefilasam. When Hashem Shechina is Shorah, then he's mekabel their avoda, and hears their tefila. So I think what that means is that when the Shechina is there, your tefilas are more likely to be answered. We daven at the Kotel, right? Because you go in the makom where the Shechina is, your tefillahs are more likely to be answered. In a somewhat similar vein, there's in the Drasha Saran, he talks about why we daven a kivri tzadikim, and he says because their guf, their body became holy while they were alive for all the mitzvahs they did, and therefore when you daven near a tzadik, you're davening near Kedusha, and that makes your tefillahs go up. He says that's why Moshe's stick always had to be brought with him everywhere when Moshe did all the miracles, because so many mitzvos and things happened with the stick, therefore the stick got Kedusha. Anything that mitzvos were done with it, so it becomes Kadosh, and therefore davening near it makes your tefillahs go up. That means certainly when a tzaddik is alive, if you're davening next to a tzaddik, your tefillahs should go up. So whenever there's Hashras Hashchina, just now explaining it back to the Sfarno, whenever there's Hashras Hashchina, your tefillahs are more likely to be answered. So when you're picking a spot to daven in shul, pick a spot near a big tzaddik. Okay, now the parsha ends off with the Mizbeach HaKetores. So the Sfarno explains, why is the Mizbeach HaKetores over here, or what's its purpose? So the Sfarno says it wasn't mentioned with the other Kalim, because the purpose of the Mizbeach HaKetores was not to bring the Shechina into the Mikdash. That was the other Kalim were for that. And it was not for Kavod Abayis. Again, or like you would find by the by the Karbonos, where it says, "V'ra'aditi sham l'vnei Yisrael." And it says, this was not like Karbanos, it was not like the other Kalim either. What was the purpose of the Mizbeach HaKtara, says the Sfarno? L'chabid esakel yisbarach acharei bo'o l'kaba baratan avodas amma b'karbanos. This is to be mechabed Hashem after Hashem was there. In other words, the other Kalim, the Avodah, all that brings the Shekhinah. After the Shekhinah is there, to be as if to give it with a gift, to that it should be mekubal baratzon, our tefillos and our kabbana should be mekubal baratzon. So we have this carbon ketores. It's brought by day, it's brought by night, so that the karbanos of day and erev should be mekubal, as the pasuk says, habul Hashem kivod shemo zu mincha uvo lefanav. So that when there is kivod Hashem, so then you bring a mincha, you bring this ketores.